in our previous study, Anointed Tuesday, in our previous study and prayer time, Wisdom for God's Anointed Part 2, we went through the lessons that God's anointed thrive by operating by God's wisdom. The only way to show full proof of ministry is by godly wisdom. And we read 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5, But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry. And also 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, Steady to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. God's anointed thrive by operating by God's wisdom. The point was made that God is the one who provides the anointing, so it is by his wisdom, by divine wisdom, by which you'd be able to show proof of the ministry that God has given unto you. The wisdom of God is at enmity with worldly wisdom. We established that truth on our previous study as well. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 7 to 8, Be not therefore partakers with them, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. John 1, 5, And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And John 12, 46, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. Just like oil and water cannot mix, light and darkness can never mix. In fact, as a matter of fact, light dispels darkness. Light dispels darkness. The wisdom in Christ, we know that Jesus is the light. We know from John chapter 1 that became the light of men. So Jesus became the light of men. It's in John chapter 1. And we also know about Jesus being the wisdom and power of God. So to display light, you need wisdom. The two go together. Just the way ignorance would move with darkness. And you learn from Isaiah 60, you say, Arise and shine, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. So with no light, no glory, meaning no wisdom, no manifestation of glory. And I think we learned that on Glorious Friday as well. And so the wisdom of God is needed to manifest light. And light can never mix with darkness. Our third point, our concluding point in this concluding part, is that wisdom is a necessity and not an option for God's anointed. It's a necessity. When you say something is a necessity, it means that you cannot do without it. It is not optional. It is a mandatory requirement. You must have divine wisdom as God's anointed. Now, there are different people with different callings. The fact that you're a musician does not mean that your calling may be the same. There are musicians you see often operating through songs of adoration. Though they know everything with praise, they know the different aspects of music ministry, but you find out that often, and the dominant or major area they operate in could be songs of adoration, constantly engaging the people of God in worship. You find some to majorly dwelling on praise. That sometimes you say, oh, as for me, I'm praise commandant, or praise commando. Everybody knows that, yes, he can lead the church in worship. But when it comes to praise, everybody knows that, just get that guy and the whole place will be on fire. So everybody and their area of expertise, which is different from calling, because you may have a calling, but you haven't yet built yourself. So you are not an expert in that area yet. Over time, though you have the calling, you must build yourself up into it. So let me put it right that every minister has their area of calling. And that's for you to understand that whichever area of calling you have, or whichever calling you have, you need to get the wisdom to be able to operate in that calling properly. So, for instance, you call Minister A to come and lead worship, and the person comes and says, let's start by clapping. Right there, you realize that something seems wrong. So tell your neighbor, you need to have the wisdom for your calling.
You need to have the wisdom for your calling.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's the glory of God to conceal a thing. It's the honor of kings to search out a matter. You must be on a search. If you know, God clearly has shown you, this is your area. Your area is to do music that deals with the youth. So, you don't go the world's way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You don't go the world's way. Oh, as for the youth, you have to do rap and do something that, you know, before you realize, the youth rather will be winning you into a different path. Instead of you winning them for the Lord, they will rather be drawing you into lawlessness. But you need to find out from God's word, His wisdom. You need to find out by your interaction with the Holy Spirit, prayer. You need to find out through counsel. You find the spirit of counsel among the seven spirits of God. You need to find out why. That's understanding. So don't go on a search. You do one day, oh, I'm tired. I've seen a key. You are hopping all over. That's it. You think that that's the end of it. No. You must search until you get into the realm of understanding. A wise person does not just know what to do. A wise person moves into understanding, knowing why he or she must do this or apply this wisdom key. Today I'm here to charge you. 1 Peter 2:9, but ye a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people that ye should show forth the praises of him. You see that before showing forth the praises of the one who has called us, something precedes. Your identity. And one of these days when we have our identity conference, we'll understand some of these things. The identity of God's music servant. Who are you? So you must first understand that you must operate as a royal priesthood. You must be set apart as a holy nation, as a peculiar people. There are certain things that are required before you can begin to deliver the praises of him who had called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Before everybody can now attest to the fact that truly you are called. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So today, understand that wisdom is a necessity and not an option for you as God's anointed. It's a necessity. When Jesus went about, he went about doing good, healing the oppressed, was doing so much all around. It wasn't because it was a vocation. It wasn't because it was something he was being paid to do. It came naturally out of him as the manifestation of wisdom. Wherever you find wisdom, you find works. Wherever you find wisdom, you find works. And please don't be deceived. It just doesn't happen one day. It happens over time, over time, over time. Over time, over time, engaging with God, the wisdom of God, the manifestation of the works of God through his wisdom, it happens over time. And so, you must engage with the wisdom of God. Pay your calling. Say after me, I must engage with God's wisdom.
I must engage with God's wisdom.
To reveal his works.
To reveal his works.
In my area of calling.
In my area of calling.
And I'll pray this prayer after me, that Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I don't want to use my own wisdom.
I don't want to use my own wisdom.
Thank you for sending your Holy Spirit.
Thank you for sending your Holy Spirit.
From today. Lead me by your wisdom. Through your Holy Spirit.
Whenever
I sing.
whenever I sing.
Let it be by your direction.
Let it be by your direction.
With understanding. Say it one more time. Whenever I sing.
Whenever I sing.
Let it be by your direction.
Let it be by your direction.
Not by showmanship.
Not by showmanship.
Not as the world does it.
Not as the world does it.
These words you are praying, I want you to pray them right from your heart. Right from your heart. When Queen Sheba came to see Solomon, it wasn't because of worldly standards. It was because divine wisdom brings about a difference which you cannot hide. Say, Lord, I am weak.
Lord, I am weak.
I am weak.
I am weak.
I cast away my strength.
I cast away my strength.
Anything I have ever seen as my strength.
Anything I have ever seen as
I cast it away.
I cast it away.
I cast away my skill.
I cast away my skill.
I cast away my knowledge.
I cast away my knowledge.
All that I've learned through the years.
All that I've learned through the years.
Today, I bring it under your subjection.
I bring it under your subjection.
The subjection of my knowledge to your divine wisdom.
The subjection of my knowledge to your divine wisdom.
Whenever I sing.
Whenever I sing,
let your glory be revealed.
Let your glory be revealed
by your wisdom.
By your wisdom.
By your wisdom.
By your wisdom.
Not by my mind.
Not by my mind.
Not by my skill.
Not by my skill.
Not by my techniques.
Not by my techniques.
But by your wisdom.
But by your wisdom.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
You can touch any part of your body as a point of contact, and you're going to pray this prayer in your own words, asking the Lord. Lead me by your wisdom. Because wisdom is necessary for me to show forth your praise. It is necessary for me to show forth your glory. Therefore, Lord, I pray right now that, Lord, direct me by your divine wisdom. Open my ears to hear your wisdom. Open my eyes to see your instructions. I don't want to be the same. I don't want to be the same. I don't want to be the same. I don't want to be like others, Lord. I want to be who you want me to be by your divine wisdom. By my flesh, I cannot make it. I want you to know, Lord, by my flesh, I cannot make it. But Lord, by your wisdom, you said by wisdom, you establish the earth. By wisdom, you form the earth. By understanding, you established it. Lord, by wisdom, you will form my life. You will form my ministry. Therefore, I don't want to do it by my own strength, Lord. Today, I yield my members unto you. I don't know how you will do it, but today, Lord, I report myself. I report myself. I report myself. Lead me by your wisdom, Lord. Lead me by your wisdom, Lord. By your wisdom, you created the earth in 6 days. There's nothing you cannot use me to do by your wisdom. Pray with your heart, not just with your mind. Pray with your heart. 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 Thank you for your presence, sweet Holy Spirit. Pray with your heart. The enemy subscribed to Jesus. He presented to Jesus the nations and the world. He said, I'll give all these to you if you worship me. I don't want to be led by my eyes. I don't want to be led by what I see. What I hear in town, I don't want to be led by what I've seen even other ministers do, Lord. By your wisdom, by your wisdom, by your wisdom, by your wisdom. If the blind will see when I sing, it's by your wisdom. If the deaf will hear when I play the instruments, it's by your wisdom. Father in heaven, we want to constantly give you glory, testifying of the fact that it was never by us, but you directed it all. Therefore, today, all of us together and as individuals, we yield our members to you. We yield our all to you.
Amen.
The Lord, you lead us by your wisdom. Everywhere your wisdom was in operation, signs and wonders happened. We thank you from this day that every single day we sing, signs and wonders.
Amen.
Will happen again and again and again and again. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Signs and wonders happening again and again and again and again.
Amen.
Like Jesus, he spoke to the fig tree. By the next day, something had happened. We'll sing in a place. That week, when we are not even there, things will just be happening.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord. Amen. We thank you, Lord. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeka oh quantrefu nyami Dieka na trekwa Dieka no Dieka oh quantrefu nyami oh
Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one goeth to the Father except through him. And all you have to do is believe in your hearts that Jesus was, he died and he was raised again. And he's seated by the Father in heaven. And today is giving the opportunity. All you have to do is to believe and say in your heart that Lord Jesus, can say these prayers after me. Lord Jesus, I believe that you died and you were raised again for my salvation. You paid the price for my sin. Today, I surrender my life and my all to you. Come and be Lord and Master over my life. In Jesus' mighty name, thank you forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
For those of us who also join prayer today, you are blessed. Your week is blessed.
Amen.
And be led by the wisdom of God in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Shall we share the grace of our
Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Be with us now and forevermore. Amen.
You die.
and rose again in my place. You died and rose again in my place. You died.
Yeah.